back in session. I'm BOE 620. I believe they're waiting on us to call. I assume this is a nightly rental.
That's what it looks like. It's a condo, Branson Cove.
Did we call these guys already?
No, I don't think so. They only have one. Oh, they're Watersound Way, Branson
Cove. Hi, David.
Hello.
Hi.
It's
Jill Ackerman.
All right. Yeah, I thought we... Didn't we talk to you guys before?
No. Nope. This is our first time calling in, our first time appealing.
Okay, gotcha. Does the trust or do you guys own any other rental property in Taney County?
We share with friends, but we have not appealed that property. I've been listening to your meeting, so I understand you're just making exception with the first property.
Right, but I guess my question is, is this property in a shared ownership or is another
property? No, this is just my husband and I, and our family use this as our vacation home, but we do use it as short-term rental as well.
Okay, right. If you have interest in any other properties is what I was asking about, because that would be commercial if you put that in a nightly rental.
Correct. Yes. So we have not appealed that one, and it is under commercial.
Gotcha.
What's the name or address of that other property?
What's the other one?
That one is, we'll have to pull it up. It's in Chateau Mountain, and if we turn the second, 157 Chateau Mountain Drive. Branson, Missouri.
Okay.
It is commercial.
Okay. They've confirmed that. As to BOE 620, I make a motion we classify it as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Did she have any other?
Was it just classification? Is that what you appealed?
That's it. Yes.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay. That'll take care of you. You get a decision or the motion passes. You'll get a decision within a couple of days, and we do thank you for owning in Taney County.
Great. Thanks so much. Have a great evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. That'll take care of Jill. We've got Home Depot. Did we put this one off for some reason? I can't remember why.
They were going to get us something, I thought.
Do we have any new information on Home Depot?
So
on my sheet, I've got them at 6988. Is that right or wrong?
On Beacon, it's 8.036.
I have two on 6.
Yep, 8,036,810.
8 million what?
36,810.
Okay.
They went up 17.45%. That would be the 1.15 neighborhood and the 5% on the index.
Okay, what was the 17? Just because
that is the 17. The number, the percentage comes out kind of weird because your structure is a different than your land. You see what I'm saying? And then you also got the 1.15 across there for the whole neighborhood rate.
And you're saying 7 point what?
17. You said the
The percentage up is 17.45%. The total assessed is 8036810.
Right there. Well, stop. What's that number? At the top of the page. I can't see it, Jesse. What are they saying? Value?
Can you make that larger? Okay.
So we've got a list for you here that Dan was working on for the box stores.
That's a cost approach, though.
Cost approach is 7.8, they say. Yeah. They think is the assessor.
Okay,
is
wrong. What do you have? I'm sorry.
This is Dan's stuff that he was showing you. Remember, he did the box store? I guess you don't have that handout.
So I have it somewhere.
Yeah, I've got it in my.
Jesse's got it.
Here. Okay. And what are they classed as? Your class is a D.
I have to look.
It says it on here.
Does it?
So they're class, they class, what was that?
Jesse, were you successful or do you need to leave?
I am successful.
Okay.
So they're saying their base price that 57.96 a square foot, but that's not what they showed on their cost approach. It was
Their class is
$74 a square foot.
It's literally right here on
Target
top.
Target was classed higher than that.
Yeah, 61. But what I'm saying is their classification is showing $74 a square foot,
more?
So how are they getting it at a less value?
Do they do an income approach or is it just cost approach?
They're showing the number that they came up with was at $74 a square foot and it's $7.8 million. You're showing 56 at $8 million. That the numbers don't compute.
Yeah, it doesn't. Square footage must be different.
So I'm wondering if we have a square footage problem.
Well, on this one here at Branson Hills, you have it at the basic square foot is 5796 and the adjusted's 5781.
We're not on Branson Hills. We're on Home Depot.
Well, it's
Home
Depot at Branson
Hills. Oh, gotcha.
So for square footage, you know, there's the base and then there's the adjusted, and that counts a lot of, you know.
I was just going off this sheet that you guys have.
It's going to be the same thing as got.
Yeah.
You're looking at it.
Okay.
There's the cost approach listing.
Do they have that evidence in here?
So base cost per square foot, 64.
What number is it?
Square foot is multiplier.
Grab 624.
Are we back on?
Yes.
Yes, we're on.
Here's the income approach.
Income approach. I wanted to see that. Can you,
Jesse?
I can look at that.
Open
if you
that.
Want to look at this one.
Okay. Well, she can zoom out and then I can see it. I just can't see it with regular eyes.
I can't either. BOE 625. That's also.
35.
What is BOE 625? It's another box store, isn't it?
I believe it's the second parcel for this appeal.
Oh, it's the same.
I think I saw.
You're right, it's the same person.
Are these boxes put together?
Hmm?
624 and 625 looks like both Home Depot. Is one the parking lot?
That's
right.
What I was about to say, yes. With like Kohl's, was it had a small parcel for the land value?
And that's at
1.185.
That was a lot of work to make that flat out there.
Oh, yeah. On that one.
So this is the building only, you know that. That's what we just were talking about.
Yeah.
Did 625 go up as well?
That's just saying there's a parking lot.
I mean, yes, but did it increase from last year? Nope.
So
the land's the same.
I Looks like they've ran numbers for 24, and then they've done projected numbers for 25.
You go back to the old plan.
I need to see this.
Unless I have it emailed.
So what are they asking for?
7.8, and then next year they've got 7.5.
Yep, keep scrolling.
I don't think we can deal with next year.
Which 7.8 is not that far from 8.
So that's proposed value. Cost approach 75. Income approach 75. I just want to make sure the land's not put in there. That makes a big difference.
Okay, I don't know. Do we know why they're appealing the one that hasn't changed? The parking lot? They're just the just BOE 625. It's probably got to be valuation too. I mean, I don't know what else it would be. Anyway, we're at the point where we can call them.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, just value.
So that one's just the building, right? And then they have to add the land to that?
Jerry, we were actually looking, looks like Blake.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure who we need. This is David Akers with Tate County Board of Equalization.
Let me give you Blake's number.
Well, we're broadcasting on the internet, so let's... probably not.
okay.
All right, but I think it's Blake that we had it earlier today, but we're just running late.
Are there two numbers on there?
Do you have Blake's phone number or no?
Do we have it? Just we're looking just a second to see.
Nope.
We don't have another number.
I'll go
look at
my email. You do not. Okay. Let me go look at my email. Can I have Blake call a number?
Just a second.
I'm going to go look at my email.
Wait.
All right, hold on for a second. The clerk is going to go look in her email to see if she's got a number for Blake.
Sure, no problem.
I assume he's the one that needs to talk to us about this stuff.
Yes, sir, that would be correct.
Okay.
I think I've forwarded it to her this morning. But they did send a number. I've got to figure out where it's at.
Do we know what they're asking for on BOE 625? Do we know what their value they're asking for?
Mm-hmm. I forwarded it to you, didn't I?
No, Dorothy
did. Thank you. Okay.
Oh, so it's 1,625,000.
Jerry actually signed that one. It's up on the board.
Okay. We got it. We'll give him a call.
Okay. Terrific. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. They're asking for a drop down. That's a substantial drop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, is that just on the land, though?
That's just on the land.